Good morning and
Love Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this today's episode of What the Clock. I always forget that Blog Talk Radio is going to do that little Blog Talk Radio voice before I start talking, and then I start talking over the voice, and then it's all very hilarious. Anyways, thank you for joining us for today's episode of What the Clock. My name is Mayotte Van Eider. I am the founder of the blog Frugal Chicken, and What the Cluck is a podcast about keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency, because what else could be more fun than backyard chickens that have eggs that come out of their butts, right? Breakfast out of their butts. We're very politically correct, and we're very G-rated. We are G-rated. But anyways, guys, so today's episode is all about why your chickens stop laying eggs. So if you're joining us on the Facebook page, be sure to leave your comments below. Please do say hi to me. It's going to be a lot of fun today. And if you're joining us on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for joining us. And if you want to leave comments at this point in time, you do have to go over to the Facebook page, which is you go to thefrugalchicken.com/Facebook. It will get to the Facebook page. I can never remember my handles for any of my social media. Instead of like trying to remember what they are for each one individually, I just say it's thefrugalchicken.com/whatever, because I've set up those URLs on my website. Hi, Mitzi from Missouri. Oh, we're close to each other. Well, I don't know how far away we are, but I'm in Missouri too, so at least we're in the same time zone. So guys, today has been very interesting because I woke up, we have a rabbit, and a little bit OT for a chicken show, but we have a rabbit that keeps getting loose. And I said to Larry, I go, you know, look, this rabbit keeps getting loose. And I have no idea how it's getting out. I'm guessing it's like pushing the top of the cage to get out. Like it's got one of those flip tops on it. And so I said, okay, well, let's just put these bricks on it. I go out there this morning, the rabbit is loose again. Like the animals are like Houdinis. If they want to get out, they can get out. And so I don't know why this rabbit keeps getting out, but every morning I'm telling you, I wake up and I go, I say a Hail Mary, and I hope that like no animal is loose, because for whatever reason, animals are very courteous and always want to get loose in the middle of the night. So I don't want to wake up and have a whole host of loose animals, but more often than not, I have somebody loose. My son started preschool last week, and my horses haven't gotten loose in months because I put up this tire around last year. And wouldn't you know it, the day my son has to go to preschool and not be late for the first time is the day one of the horses decides to get loose. So it's always very, very fun and very, very interesting here. We always have lots of fun animal shenanigans going on. Hello, Diane from Washington. Thank you for joining us. So guys, today's episode is going to be super duper fun. We're going to talk all about why your chicken stops laying eggs. Before we get started, I just have to say that this podcast is sponsored. I don't have to say it. I want to say it, right? This podcast is sponsored by Manipro Poultry. That's the fun of the live show. You always sometimes don't say things that sound so great, right? Anyways, this podcast is sponsored by Manipro Poultry, and that is because they have great feeds. I love them. I have my scatter snacks. The horse is backwards. There's some trick that will, like, let me not be backwards and I have like the lettering all be backwards. I don't know what that trick is. I'm not cool enough to know that trick. But yes, I have a scatter snacks here. I like these because it's just a treat. You just put it out for them, extra nutrients. It's got oats, corn, peanuts, flaxseed, which is really good for feathers, pomegranate, and crab meal. So except for the crab meal, it sounds good enough that we could eat it. But I save mine for my chickens because they, you know, it's for chickens, right? It's got the chickens on the cover, not a picture of me. So, anyways, so it's just one of those days here. I woke up this morning, the rabbit was running around. So a lot of times, and this actually kind of feeds into what we're going to talk today, because a lot of times people say to me, well, in boxes, why are they not, you know, laying eggs in the, like, why won't they let me pick them up? Why are they so wild? And the answer is pretty much, when you let animals loose, they get wild streaks. I'm telling you, it's not just a saying, wild streak. It's not just a cute little colloquial term. It actually is a thing. So this rabbit that keeps getting loose, it's getting wilder and wilder because the more they're allowed to forage for themselves and fend for themselves, and it's not a bad thing that they do that we allow them to do that, but the more that they do that, the less interactive and less dependent they become on us as people. So this particular rabbit is very, very friendly, very, you know, cuddly, likes to be held. But I've noticed as it's getting out and as it's interacting with some of the rabbits around our yard that are more wild rabbits, it's developing that like wild hair streak, right? Again, it's not just a saying. So if your chickens are not letting you pick them up, if they're not being super duper friendly, like you see on some of these viral videos, if they're not doing that and you're allowing them to forage and spend most of the day outside, that's the reason why. So you just have to make a decision of what's more important to you. And you can remedy it if you interact with them, but it's really hard. I found that if they're foraging all day on a large, you know, piece of land especially, it's hard to get that sort of interaction with them because they're just going to go off and do their own thing. In a small yard, it's not a big deal because, you know, like let's say a quarter acre, it's not a big deal, especially if you have fences because everyone's trapped in a smaller area. But the more that they are about to forage, the more that they're about to sort of govern themselves, that's exactly what happens. They start to govern themselves and they start to do their own thing. So that's the deal. But we're going to get a little bit more into that later in the episode. So when it comes down to why your chickens are not laying eggs, and I literally get at least 3 emails a week, somebody either say, why are they laying a weird egg? I get probably one every day for weird eggs. And the other one I get is, why have my chickens stopped laying eggs? There's 3 reasons, but I want to talk about one thing very specifically first. The answer is, so when somebody emails me and says, why is my chicken not laying eggs anymore? The answer is that I have to give them is, I don't know. Because people email me and I know that they don't mean it that way, but I'm sitting here like, I'm not omniscient. I don't know your chickens. I've never met your chickens. And I'll get people saying, well, why is my chicken sick? I don't know if my chicken's sick. So that's like sort of like a PSA. You know, the thing you have to do is you have to like look at the reasons we're going to talk about today in this episode and then sort of analyze the situation for yourself. Maybe get a vet's input if you feel like your vet is qualified to help you with your chickens. But it's just funny when people email me and they're like, why is my chicken? I have one guy. He emailed me and he said, why are my chicken's intestines falling out? I don't know. I have no idea why. I can only give you sort of like the basic conceptual reasons like why that might happen. Or I'll get people who say, my chicken laid this weird egg. It kind of looks like it's wrinkly. Why does this happen? I don't know. Really, guys, I really don't. I am not God. My chickens might think I'm God because I come with food every day, but I'm not God. I don't know why your chickens are sick. I don't know why they're not laying eggs. I don't know why, you know, their intestines are falling out. I have no idea. I can only give you sort of basic idea that, and then you got to explore the specific situation yourself. So that's just my little PSA with this. These are typical reasons why chickens don't lay. You're going to have to look at your own situation and sort of use the things we'll talk about in this episode and pretty much just figure it out on your own. And I'll even go to people and I'll say, well, what are they eating? Are they allowed to free range? I mean, there's so many variables also. The 3 reasons why your chickens don't lay eggs, I wrote them down. I know them in my head, but I wrote them down so I don't accidentally like sit here with dead air for 3 seconds trying to remember a word. That happens to me a lot. I actually speak 3 languages, so I kind of get my English screwed up sometimes because I'm like, what's the word for that again? It's just one of those things that happens because I got so many, you know, I got Spanish, French, Russian, English. They're all in my head at the same time. I got British English and American English, which is, makes it fun. I had a woman one time. She messaged me and she said, why are you saying this particular British? This is a long story, but I watch a lot of British TV, so I use British words sometimes. She's like, why are you saying this particular word? It's this terrible word. And I'm like, anyways, back to chicken. Sorry, I got a cracky story that didn't mean anything. But the 3 reasons why chickens don't lay eggs is, 1, because they're not getting enough food or water. 2, they're stressed out. And 3, they're hiding them. And 3 is a big one, because I'll have people seriously message me again and again and again and say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and it's not working. And I say, are your chickens free ranging? Yeah, they're free ranging. And I'm like, that's the reason why. I'll bet you any amount of money, if you're feeding them enough if they are not stressed out, which is hard to tell with chickens, but you get the point. If those two things are not factors, 9 times out of 10, guys, they're hiding them, right? And I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been like, why are these? We have some chickens that do free range pretty weird. We have some that live in a coop and some that free range. And I'll say, you know, why are these chickens not laying eggs? Like, what is going on with them? And then, like, 3 weeks later, Larry will come up to me and say, you know that there's a nest behind my car over here, right? And I'll be like, no, I had no idea. You know, I don't spend my days trying to, like, sort out where their nests are. Or I'll come across a nest. This happened this year. We had some squash plants growing. They get the big leaves and the vines, and they spread everywhere. And there were weeds between them, like tall maretail weeds, because I didn't want to have to constantly yank out weeds. And to some extent, it also protects the vegetables from the sun. It's really, really hot here in the summer. So I came across this nest one day, and it was like full of blue eggs, right? And one day I came across, and then so they stopped laying at that particular spot, and I was like, dang, I got to go find their nest again. And a couple of days later, I noticed that one was crawling out, a chicken was crawling out of a rabbit nesting box that I had like just sitting there because rabbit breeding season is over for us. So I pulled out, just sort of put it in one of the cages. So I look inside, and there's this hole. Okay. 90 seconds to what? Blog Talk Radio just told me I have 90 seconds. I'm like, 90 seconds to what? Oh, it's telling me I have on-air stream time left is only 1 minute. Okay, well, I don't know, guys. Bye, guys. Blog Talk Radio has given me a weird 1 minute. I don't know. For some reason, it's only saying I can do this for 15 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know why. But we'll just continue on the Facebook page, and I will sort it out tomorrow. But anyways, guys, so I went out, and, for listening to Blog Talk Radio, I apologize. I don't know why it's cutting me off. We will just figure it out, but thank you for joining me for this episode. And if you want to catch the rest of this episode, please do go ahead and hang out with me on the Facebook page, which is where we're going to finish this episode. Bye, people on Blog Talk Radio.